Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, January 31st, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's also the last day of the month. So heads up, 2 weeks to Valentine's Day. For those of you who've got a significant other, better start working on getting whatever it is they want for Valentine's Day, you know, get her a weed whacker or something useful like that. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And getting right on into it, all this morning I've been sort of forcing myself to watch the impeachment hearing. Some people are calling it a trial. Others are saying it's not really a trial. And, of course, they're going back and forth and back and forth about whether or not they should have witnesses. And right now, just about right now, the House impeachment managers are finishing up their argument why there should be witnesses. Now, Trump's defense team will have 2 hours to say why witnesses are not really necessary, and followed by another half hour for the House managers to respond to that. So they're going to be getting to the vote on witnesses about the time this show is ending, and we'll be keeping a very, very close eye on what's going on with that. Now, before we get into the news here, kind of an interesting little development. Apparently, there was this car with two female suspects who are now in police custody. They were engaged in a high-speed chase, and they basically broke through the security checkpoints at President Trump's private Mar-a-Lago club. And apparently shots were fired. Nobody knows at who. They're being very cagey about injuries. But apparently the drivers fled the vehicle and had to be located by helicopter. All right, we got a caller on the line already, Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm afraid I have some unsettling news, to say the least. Just as I expected, while the GDP, the generally dumb public, and everybody else is caught up in the coronavirus, impeachment trial, politics, immigration, playing with their smartphones, Super Bowl carnivals, they're currently trying to slip in the Comprehensive Credit Act of 2020 through the back door. It's the equivalent of China's social credit system. All I have to say is, Michael, eat, drink, be merry, and keep on bickering amongst yourselves, because the noose around our necks is fixing to be tied soon. People better wake up. Hello, economic slavery. What do you got to say to that, Michael?
Well, the best way to avoid economic slavery is not to live on credit, you know, pay cash or do without. And that's kind of the way that Claire and I live our lives. And, you know, we're not paying interest on our lives to the credit companies and the banking company. We basically paid off our credit cards. You know, our balances are down to like, you know, $100 here and there. And we could pay those off pretty much at any time we want. The other advantage, of course, is if you're paying cash for stuff, you can't get hacked. You know, your personal information from your credit cards cannot be siphoned off and used by the hackers. I don't know why people aren't clamoring to go back to a cash-based society more than they already are, because it definitely has advantages over all this plastic.
Well, Michael, I do like you do. You're right. But unfortunately, this country, most people are in debt. They're a mortgage to the hilt. I see bad times coming. I figured while all this is going on, they got people bickering, all these different diversions. I figured they would be slipping this through while we're all preoccupied, Michael. I think the people should know this and keep their eye on this at this moment rather than all this other nonsense. That's all I had to say, Michael. Thank you for taking my call now.
All right, you've got it. Thank you very much for the phone call. And yeah, especially going into hard economic times, you know, austerity is a good thing if you choose it for yourself. It's a bad thing if it's imposed from outside, which is a lot of what's going on right now. And right now, the banks need to loan their money out in order to stay solvent. And that's why you're seeing all these amazing credit card offers, and we're going to, you know, match your purchases. And it's all just shuffling the money around in the hope that it's going to grow magically all by itself. But it won't. It's an illusion. Pay cash or do without. No. There's a certain attraction to living a simpler life. All righty. Now, getting on back to the impeachment debacle here. And still going on and on. Apparently, the House managers have run a little bit long. Either that or CNN is simply recycling them in order not to cover the Trump lawyer. Let's see. What's happening over there? Oh, yeah. Interestingly enough, Fox News is showing Trump's defense team. Sukolo is now on talking about how they failed to prove the case and reach the level of impeachability. Meanwhile, CNN is simply recycling the earlier videos of the House managers pushing for witnesses. So we can see the media bias right there, just one channel apart. All right, so Lamar Alexander has announced he will vote against impeachment trial witnesses, which may be the death blow to the Democrats' attempt to get witnesses up there. And what's really interesting is Lamar Alexander, who was retiring, came on out and said that in his mind, the House had in fact proved that Trump acted inappropriately in his phone call to Vladimir Putin, but that acting inappropriately does not reach the level of an impeachable offense. And not only is Lamar Alexander correct, but it's a very smart move. He's left the Democrats no place to go, because the Democrats are going to say, you know, Trump talked to Putin, and Alexander is saying, we know, we understand that happened. It's not impeachable. And there's no place for the Democrats to go. Of course, when this whole impeachment thing is ending, and it could end either tonight or first thing tomorrow morning, the Democrats are going to scream, cover up, cover up, cover up, going into the primary season, because that's all that they have got left to play with. And just before airtime, the story was breaking that Senator Murkowski is going to vote no against witnesses as well. So that pretty much is it at this point. But what a turnabout. 3 days ago, they were saying they didn't have enough votes to block the witnesses. Now they're saying, yeah, we've got the votes. People are getting tired of all this nonsense here. All righty. As you're already aware, Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. Fox News is already down in Miami broadcasting from their special Super Bowl set. And so everybody's gearing up for that. And the Trump campaign releases the first of two Super Bowl ads, Stronger, Safer, More Prosperous. And they're doing two ads. Bloomberg is doing one. And it's kind of a chest thumping. See, we've got the money in the clout to do this and get the ads on TV at the Super Bowl, which is kind of like the grand temple. If you can get on the Super Bowl, you must really be something special. So the Trump campaign released a 30-second ad. I have to be very honest, and this is coming from somebody who worked in advertising for a lot of years, and I won a couple of Clios and a Hugo and a bunch of other little plastic things to hang on the wall. I wasn't impressed. It didn't really have an energetic flow to it. In fact, it kind of just limped along, and they made the points they were trying to make, but it didn't really build dynamically. So I don't know who their director is, but they need to talk to him. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Sheldon in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Glad to have you back. I was just cruising through some mails here, and a little ad, they kind of surreptitiously slip in. Does the name Christopher Hansen mean anything to you?
Oh, boy, it rings a bell, but I can't remember from where.
Yeah, Coast Guard, 50 years old. He was hatching an assassination attempt on Pelosi, Schumer. I'm looking down here, Elizabeth Warren. He worked for the Coast Guard. And as far back as 2017, he had some emails stating that he wanted to hash this plot and follow through with it. And he's headed for sentencing here in a couple weeks, and they're trying to get him from 50 years down to time served since he's been in jail since February or something. Did you hear anything of this?
No, I really didn't. This is the first I've heard of it. I don't think they should give him time served. I mean, anybody who's advocating violence against anybody, whether they're a highly placed official or not, I think that's a serious, serious situation. I mean, if the guy was just drunk and mouthing off, that's one thing. But it sounds to me like this guy was really serious about trying to carry out these assassinations. Of course, there's a kind of another aspect of that. And that is, people who really carry out assassinations don't broadcast the fact ahead of time. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't take an ad out in the personals of the newspaper saying, I'm going to kill John F. Kennedy. I mean, his doubles did at places like the gun range and whatnot in order, you know, to plant the patsy status on him. But somebody who's really going to carry out a killing like that, they don't advertise it ahead of time.
Well, they show a picture of his stash. He's got serial numbers filed off with some guns. He's got about four automatics. He's a lieutenant. He's been in there for I forget how many years now. You should look it up and see, because it just hit the wire here from Greenbelt, Maryland, that he's they're trying to get him from the 31 years mandatory down to just a little bit here. So I just thought I'd let you know. I didn't know this was afoot. I didn't see. Yeah, thank you.
All right, well, thank you. I know that filing the serial number off a gun is a very, very serious offense that they will put you in jail for. So I guess we'll find out what's going to happen with Hansen. But, generally people who are out... Okay, I definitely will. So we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting on back here to the news about the impeachment, let's see. Adam Schiff is now speaking to the Senate saying you cannot deliberate in a trial without witnesses. Well, the House had the chance to call all the witnesses they wanted, and they've withheld a lot of that witness testimony from the Senate. So this is basically the same thing Adam Schiff and the other Democrats have been saying all over again. I would not be surprised if the camera pulled wide on the Senate chamber and found a lot of seats that are either empty or the senators are just dozing. They've heard this all before so many times. It's got to be boring. Schiff, of course, is not playing to the senators because he probably knows in his heart of hearts that they're going to lose the vote to impeach the president, to remove him from office. This is now playing to the galleries, playing to the TV viewers. So, more and more and more. All right. Over at CNN, breaking ranks with his fellows, Chris Scalise explains how President Trump will win in 2020 and refers to the new ad campaign as very smart strategic approach. Well, I would agree with him in terms of the content and the points being made. As I said, the commercial itself, to me, doesn't have the dynamic. It doesn't energize people watching it. It informs them, which is a good thing, but it doesn't energize them. It doesn't motivate them. It doesn't leave them wanting more, which is the real key to a successful ad campaign, is when the commercial ends, people want more of it or more of whatever the product is being sold. Yes, by golly, I'm going to get out there and vote for Donald Trump this November. Now, the other thing that I have a serious problem with is Trump is hanging his 2020 campaign on the economy. And if the economy holds together, that's a good thing. If the economy blows apart, and right now the Dow is down 600 points, it will come back to haunt him. I think Trump's campaign team, and if you're out there listening, pay attention. I'm giving you this advice for free. I think they need to start diversifying. Yes, talk about the economy. Talk about immigration. Talk about jobs. Talk about, in fact, look at what Trump talked about in Iowa the other night, where he went down this laundry list of accomplishments. You need to get that into those commercials, because if you put the focus on the economy, I guarantee you, after losing the fight to remove Trump from office through impeachment, the Democrats will try and wreck the economy in order to wreck Donald Trump's chances in 2020, thereby clearing the stage for Hillary Clinton to come on in and take the White House. So, now somebody over at Investment Watch blog pointed out that Joe Biden was absolutely broke back in 2017. And now he's rich. And they're saying, where did all that money come from? And we're talking millions of dollars. I mean, I was broke in 2017. I'm still broke here in 2020. Nobody's giving me millions of dollars, and I've been a good little boy. Okay, I know I have been butchering this name all along. Pete Buttigieg, I think it is. Somebody needs to correct me on that. I thought it was Buttigieg. And apparently he used the word Heartland in a tweet for which he has been called racist. Apparently using the word Heartland is now considered a racist dog whistle. Now, Fox News earlier today was doing a story on first husbands, because as you know, Pete is openly gay and he's got a life partner. And so they're saying, what happens should he win the election, which given his standing in the polls, I don't think it's going to happen. But should he happen, how do you treat that partner? Is it the first husband? The first partner? Or simply life partner? Going to take a little while to figure that one out. But as I said, I don't think Pete is really going to have much, you know, chance on this. Right now, the Democratic lineup is shaping up to be between Bernie Sanders, who's ahead in the polls, and Joe Biden, who is self-destructing. Next Monday are the Iowa caucuses. A couple of days after that is New Hampshire. That, I think, is going to tell the story. And apparently down in Texas, there was a Democrat, Eliz Markowitz, suffered a major loss last Tuesday in the special runoff election for Texas House District 28, despite a flood of support from liberal groups and top Democrats like Beto O'Rourke. And that may be the beginning signal of the fact the Democrats really have hoisted with their own petard with all of this impeachment nonsense here. Meanwhile, Carter Page, the former Trump campaign aide who was spied on by the FBI, has hit the Democratic National Committee with a lawsuit over the FISA abuses. And he says, it's just the beginning. Begin the begin. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Wuhan coronavirus. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it because it's just more of the same. Everybody's screaming, it's the end of the world, blah, 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 blah. But a lot of people are taking this very seriously. At least two-thirds of the China economy will stay shut next week. All of the schools in Hong Kong are closed until March 2nd. So all these students get the month of February off. Now, unfortunately, the world being the way it is, hackers are already taking advantage of the Wuhan virus, and they're sending out emails with links for information you have to have. Protect yourself from the Wuhan virus. And of course, the links go to sites that will drop malware on your computer to steal your personal information. So be very, very careful about these alluring emails. Okay. And let's see. When we come on back from this next commercial break, we're going to be talking about the international news. We have a caller waiting on the line. In fact, let's go to the caller on the line. Paul in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I want to talk about the fact that we live in a biological world, not a business world. And that's where I think Donald Trump proves himself to be a flawed leader.
And all right, Paul, we're going to have to put you on hold here.
Sure.
Paul, we're going to have to put you on hold here. So we're going to let you go. We'll be right back after the... No, we're not going to let you go. We're going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these few words.
would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, hi America. Excuse me. Hang on. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Paul in New Jersey, talking about the coronavirus. And Paul, take it away.
Yes, Michael. I've been very disappointed this week because I've been following the coronavirus. And one of the things I do is I go to the flight tracker websites to see whether planes from China are arriving in the United States. Now, about 3 days ago, I saw there was one flight from Wuhan, the center of the epidemic, and it arrived at San Francisco International Airport. Then yesterday, I seen flights coming from Shanghai into LAX and San Francisco, and likewise, even today. So people from China who could be asymptomatic and carrying the coronavirus can be landing here, can be passing through the infrared thermal scanners, because they won't be showing signs of the coronavirus, and then they're free to travel where they want to. And now people are all of a sudden surprised that a case popped up in New York today. And the fact of the matter is, of this is Donald Trump has the executive authority, and he had it all week long, to declare an immediate quarantine of all incoming flights, all incoming people, and to refuse flights entry into the United States. And he's done nothing. He's been focusing on his impeachment hearings. And now, I urge your listeners to
the blame for that lies with the Democrats who started this whole fiasco about impeachment in the first place.
They're distracting
the president at a time when we need the president to be presidential.
No. He shouldn't allow himself to be distracted. His most important job is to look for the welfare of the people of this country, not for his own survival politically. He should be more concerned about the survival of our people and what's going on in this country and following the potential global epidemic that's going on in China. Look, I mean, it took him all the way till Friday, and he has to wait till globalist agencies like the World Health Organization to finally declare an emergency. He couldn't have taken the lead of North Korea, who closed their borders 3 days ago, and Russia. He's slower than
Russia,
them.
Who closed their border yesterday.
Okay, and here's the thing.
I would absolutely agree with you about that, but again, you know, the Democrats have for over, you know, almost 2 years now, unrelenting, trying to remove him from office. And I don't blame Trump for being a little distracted away from the business of being the president in order to fend off what is clearly a partisan effort to undo the 2016 election. So if, in fact, this lack of a timely response to the Wuhan virus does result in a serious outbreak here in the United States of America, I lay the blame right at the foot of the Democratic Party, which clearly didn't understand that what they were doing in terms of tying up the president's time and awareness was leading to a public health crisis. But again, as Adam Schiff has demonstrated with California's homeless, they don't care about the ordinary people. It's just the political game and out to win. And meanwhile, California's homeless problem is getting worse. The Wuhan virus might get worse. We don't really know just yet. There's a lot of wild claims being made out there. But again, the Democrats have paralyzed the entire federal government with all of this attempt to remove Donald Trump. And so if there's a failure of the system, if it breaks down at a time when we really need it to protect us, it has to fall. The blame has to fall on the Democrats.
I disagree with you. The fact of the matter is the power, and if you look this up, I did a Wikipedia search. It covers extensively from the succession of different laws enacted concerning the public health from 1944. It says specifically at the end of this that federal law is supreme and that the president, i.e. through his executive powers, has the right to quarantine for infectious diseases. And by the way, this goes back even being added to in 2003, where it says that basically the president, you know, the executive power has the right to quarantine infectious tuberculosis, plague, smallpox, yellow fever, viral hemorrhagic fevers, and it goes on, and includes SARS and influenza from a novel or re-emergent source. So I think that it's up to the executive branch of the government to declare a public health emergency. He should have done this 4 days ago. And he's been remiss in his primary duties, fighting with Democrats. And by the way, he's not in the Senate to deal with the impeachment hearings, what's he doing? Just sitting around and conferring with others and watching TV about those hearings instead of focusing on defending and preserving the health of American people?
Paul, we're going to have to let you go here, but my question would be is, how aware is Trump of the Wuhan virus? Because if he's got two crises in front of him, one about the virus and one about impeachment, which one do you think he's going to pick up and read? All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with, we were talking with Paul in New Jersey. And basically, I disagree with Paul. Paul says it's all the president's fault. But, you know, Donald Trump is just one guy, and he's surrounded by advisors, and it may well be that his advisors think impeachment is more important than the coronavirus right now, because if the coronavirus starts an outbreak in the United States, it doesn't necessarily affect them unless they become affected. But if Trump is removed from office, that's the end of their job. So remember, the president is sitting on top of layers and layers of filters, as it were. Okay, let's turn to the international news. There's a lot going on out there. And over in Syria, yes, we still have a war going on in Syria. And there's an interesting little article that came out from Journal Neo talking about the nasty secret behind Aramco, ISIS, and Trump, basically reiterating the fact that ISIS and the United States are basically working together to try and keep control of that strip of land across Syria where the oil is located. Now, we have been talking about the U.S. military-industrial complex and the very poor quality weapons it puts out, which hardly secret anymore. And apparently there is yet another report regarding the USS Gerald R. Ford, flagship of the new Ford class of carriers, which the U.S. Navy hopes will eventually replace the Enterprise and Nimitz-class warships. It's years behind schedule, it is billions over budget, and facing a slew of issues which U.S. lawmakers have complained seem to have no end in sight. In other words, this ship was supposed to be out there already on the high seas, sailing the seas, highly or whatever it is it's supposed to be doing, and it's turning into a dock queen, spending more time in the dock being worked on than actually out at sea here. And a new report by the Pentagon's Director of Operational Test and Evaluation has sounded the alarm about serious deficiencies and limitations in the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier's defensive systems. Apparently, when they decided they had to trim the budget, they started saying, well, we don't really need those anti-aircraft and phalanx guns. We've got the screening ships. Well, guess what? Those screening ships are built by the same process that built the Gerald R. Ford, not to mention the F-35, which apparently its onboard cannon can't hit what it's aimed at. It's a little frustrating. Meanwhile, Germany, I guess, is starting to get the message along with other countries like Turkey. Germany has called off a $2.5 billion, with a B, dollar deal to purchase four MQ-4C Triton surveillance drones, deciding instead to deploy crewed business jets modified for surveillance, which is going to cost a lot less. $2.5 billion for just four of these surveillance drones. Boy, talk about pricey. All right. Boeing has been downgraded by Moody's because of the 737 MAX fiasco, and I would imagine probably some of the other problems they've had with the Dreamliner and the 777X figure in there as well. But basically, let's see. Their rating was changed from A3 to BAA1. And warned that Boeing and its subsidiary remain on review for downgrade. However, the plane maker managed to keep its short-term rating at Prime 2, which the credit agency is not going to change at this time. And as I mentioned before, the Dow closed at 603 down. We did not have our happy ending for Friday, despite all the massaging by the plunge protection team. So I imagine a lot of the stock moneyed class are going to be going into the Super Bowl a little less than joyous, a little less than happy about that. All right. Over at Elliott Wave, a technician who specializes in the Elliott Wave is saying once the wave ends, they're expecting a very sharp rally in gold, which if you heed their advice means buy some gold now. And again, something I learned from bitter experience, okay, those gold coins you're buying, they lose their value if you eat that chocolate bit out of the middle. So don't do that. Now, here's where political correctness comes back and really, I think this qualifies as a reducto ad absurdum lesson in logic here. Down in Texas, in Austin, in a state-owned parking lot, there is a homeless camp who have now said they identify as a town. They are now their own town, and they're under the protection of the local open borders people. I'm sorry, no, the local homeless advocates. But apparently a spokesperson for the camp says it has already selected a committee and held two town meetings in 2017. So, let's see. Apparently, Saudi Arabia has opened an Aramco office in Deir Azor back in Syria. Under the protection of both ISIS and the U.S. Army, Aramco began an exploration of 12 new oil and gas deposits recognized by American synthetic aperture radar military satellites retasked for this purpose. See, it's all about the oil and the gas. That's really what it's all about, controlling the oil, controlling the gas, controlling what currencies these commodities are sold for. Now, earlier today, the corporate media went to town on this picture showing part of the border wall blown over and leaning against some trees on the Mexican side of the border. And CNN reported it as portion of U.S. border wall in California falls over in high winds and lands on the Mexican side. The spin here was very, very obvious that the wall is insufficient, that it was a waste of money in the first place. NBC said portions of California border wall will wilt and fall into Mexico after high winds. Huffington Post said Trump's signature border wall fell over in Mexico from high winds a day after he boasted about the strength of his barrier. Atlanta Journal said part of Trump's proposed border wall fell over because of high winds. Now, this said strong gusts of winds knocked over a new section of Trump's border wall into Mexico. Okay, all of these headlines are misleading because they leave out the fact that that particular section of wall had just been put in. The concrete had just been poured, and it had not had time to set in and harden. You see how the media likes to spin the news. Oh, border wall is bad. Border wall is bad. All righty. Ilhan Omar has introduced a bill to block Trump from implementing the Muslim ban. And she's introduced this bill intending to remove the legal justification for a Muslim ban, which President Donald Trump promised during his 2016 presidential election. Now, the fact of the matter is that immigration law in this country does allow the president to block certain groups, individuals, countries from coming into the United States of America. That's an established part of Title VIII. So I'm sure that Ilhan Omar is doing this as part of her campaign for re-election, but it's going to require a major change of the law, and it's going to remove a protective mechanism from the president. And so with all due respect to Paul in New Jersey, we're looking at a situation where Congress is trying to basically render the president impotent in the face of all of these crises, whether it's the coronavirus or uncontrolled immigration. All right, well, earlier today at 11 p.m. London time, Great Britain became Great Britain again, and the Union Jack has been removed from display in Brussels, and I guess they're going to have to change all those EU flags to remove that one star. And European leaders are now finally admitting that the EU must change to be better loved in order to stop other countries following the UK out the door. I think the damage has been done. I think Nigel Farage is correct. We're going to see the Netherlands, Poland, and Italy start to strain at the leash there. I think we're going to see Germany want to get on out because they're tired of paying for all of it. I think all the countries who have seen their cultures damaged and destroyed by the open border Schengen initiative, I think this is the beginning of the end of the EU. So if you have any EU coins and currency, hang on to them. They're going to be collectibles in a few years. Over in France, Emmanuel Macron slams the Brexit and says the Leave campaign was based on lies, exaggerations, and simplifications, but admits it's an historic alarm signal for the EU. Yes, it is. But the alarms have been ringing for a very, very long time, and the EU didn't want to listen. Kind of a lot like Washington, D.C., if you think about it. The alarms are going off. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody is paying attention. Okay, well, my goodness. I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and they're saying awaiting Senate vote on impeachment witnesses. So did Trump's team decide they were going to waive their right for their 2 hours? That'll be interesting. That'll be very, very interesting. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we can get some phone calls going in here. By the way, in our third hour, David from Crucial Nonsense will be joining us to talk about computers, computer security, how to protect your privacy, how to guard your banking information. And like I said, simple version, use cash. If you really want to stop the computer hacking situation, find a hacker, crucify them live on national TV or streaming TV. If they're in good health, it'll take them 4 to 5 days to die. That, I think, will tone down a lot of at least the amateur hacking that's going on out there. All right, turning to the space program here, the Starlink satellite cluster is starting to spread apart from the latest launch. The astronomers are still screaming and crying that the highly reflective satellites are starting to affect their stargazing ability. And I, being into astronomy myself, I'm kind of sympathetic to their point of view. And why the Starlink satellites had to be painted so bright. They're saying it's for thermal reasons, but they're looking at a new darker coating for the rest of the constellation. But they did launch this latest one this last week, and it was actually visible from here in Indiana last night at about 6 p.m. off to the northeast, just one right after the other, after the other, after the other. Meanwhile, over at the Spitzer Space Telescope, NASA has finally downloaded the last data they will ever get from that ship, and they sent command to enter safe mode actually yesterday, which ends all scientific operations. Now, what they mean by safe mode is they send a command that shuts down the command receiver, and that is being done so that future space missions that may be using the same frequency, because there's only a narrow band of frequencies that get out of our atmosphere to the outer solar system. And if you're using one of those frequencies and you start sending commands, who knows what the spaceship could do? It could fire up and start sending back information that interferes with the mission you're trying to communicate with. So all of these outer solar system missions, they all have a command built in that literally terminates the command receiver. We had them on Viking, they had them on Pathfinder, they had them on Curiosity. They've got them on Voyager, but not yet used them. And in fact, Voyager 2, which is now also like Voyager 1 outside the solar system, has hit a little bit of a tiny glitch where it's using more power than it should. And the reason that is of concern is because the radioisotope thermoelectric generators lose 4 watts of power per year as the radioisotope decays. And so if you look at how many years Voyager has been out there, you'll see that it's really lost a lot of its energy from the RTGs. And so they're having to be very, very careful with that. Okay, let's take a phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you mentioned the market's taking a dive today, and I just wanted to mention I'm kind of tracking the Baltic Dry Index last couple of days. A couple of days ago, we were 559, 539, 525. We were 498 on the Baltic Dry Index today, so let you know that.
So we're dropping. Boy, that's not good.
Yeah. No. You remember the record high back in 87, we were 11,793, which is just amazing to think about it. And the low end in 2016, we were 290, but it appears to be decreasing every day. This is not a good sign for our economy. Of course, they're going to kind of cover this up. Again, with the quantitative easing and plunge protection, you're not going to know about it. It should reflect exactly Wall Street, but evidently it doesn't. We'll see it go on the rise, Wall Street, and then, of course, the bulk dry index continues to drop. So I just wanted to mention that real quick here. I also want to mention something I didn't mention yesterday, and that Joe Biden, trying to mention the idea of having Michelle Obama as a vice president is clearly pandering,
yes.
pandering to her husband to get that endorsement that he will not give, which is amazing to think about. You know, normally you think if you had a pretty decent relationship in the White House, president and vice president, that when you got out of the White House, if your VP decided he wanted to become president, you think he would support that guy in doing so, and he will not give his endorsement, his support for Joe Biden, which is very interesting. But I think it's clearly just pandering to Barack to say, please, please give me your endorsement, because I'm falling here. Every day I'm losing more numbers, more support, and when it comes down to it, he's not going to be the nominee, no doubt about it. He's not going to make it.
I agree with you on that, and I think Obama is withholding his support to wait for Hillary to step in. Then he'll support her.
I think you might be right there. That's a good assessment on it. That's it. Have a great weekend, Mike. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to let you go here, coming up on another commercial break. And, we got another caller waiting on the line. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve in Riverside, we're going to leave you until after we come back from this next commercial break. Yeah, I think Hillary's stepping in. The signs are all there. She's out there keeping herself in the public eye. She's out there keeping her media presence out there. She's already out there complaining about, all kinds of stuff. She's got her cronies are now on the Rules Committee at the DNC. It's 2016 all over again. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back with a phone call after these few words.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve in Riverside. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm glad you're back. You sound good. I have a
thank you.
How? Okay. you've been saying that Hillary's going to come back, and I'm going to give you three reasons why I don't think it will work. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Number one is Hillary's health. We don't know how bad it is, but we know that she at least collapsed once, and she stumbled a number of times. I don't, you know, they may do it with body doubles, and I think there's she's got a physician that has a security guard that goes with her, but this could take her out at any time. Number two, Hillary's rap sheet. Gee, you've done a lot on that, the Hillary, the Clinton body count, but I mean, it's forever. I mean, some candidates have a little bit of skeletons in their closet. Hillary's got enough. Now, some reason these things all seem to go down the memory hole, which, you know, but they're there. And they
I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, do what you can. But, I mean, I remember that just one was on 60 Minutes, again, way back, where Hillary put $1,000 in and got $100,000 in cattle trading futures. And they went to the people. You remember that? And they asked him, is there any way this could be done? And they just kind of smiled and, you know, laughed. Oh, I remember when Trump was having the lock her up, the good old days of the rallies and stuff. And he didn't, though, unfortunately. But she's got a rap sheet that's longer than my arm. And the third thing is Hillary herself. She is so dykish, pantsuited ways, arrogant ways, I think turn off most Americans, except for maybe New York and California, which, of course, are the information centers of the country. But I don't think she can. I don't think she can convince the American people. I remember this whole thing with her. Maybe you do. Madeleine Albright, when they were, she's talking to Madeleine Albright. It was just a clip. And she's talking to Madeleine Albright about the torture to death and murder of Gaddafi. And she's saying, we came, we saw, and he died. And then they both cackle like a couple of witches. I mean, boy, is that somebody we want to lead our country, huh?
No, it really isn't. But you need to understand, in a country with honest, fair voting, Hillary would not stand a chance. But we saw the massive amount of cheating that took place in 2016. It's going to be at least double that here in 2020. And I'm sure that Hillary is counting on the illegal immigrants to vote for her because they're going to get free stuff, or at least that's the promise. They don't care about the dead bodies list. They got enough dead bodies listed, back home. They don't care about the rap sheet. They don't care about, Hillary's health problems. They just want the free stuff.
That may be true.
Okay.
I said I could be wrong. Anyway, take
Steve,
care of yourself, and I'll talk to you later. Yeah, what did you say?
All right, thanks an awful lot. I was just going to say we got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.